And now, Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 2nd of May, 2025. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, South Trafalgar, 1002. Expected Northwest Trafalgar, 1006 by 1800 Friday. High Biscay, 1016, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira, 40s Cromarty. Variable 2 to 4 at first in the south 40s, otherwise westerly 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forth, west 3 to 5, fair, good. Tyne, west or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 for a time, fair, good. Dogger, north or northwest, backing west later, 3 to 5, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Fisher, west or northwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6, showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. German Bight, southwest, veering north or northwest 3 to 5, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Humber Thames, cyclonic, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5, then variable 3 later in Humber. Thundery showers at first in Humber, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay. Variable 3 at first in north, otherwise easterly, northeasterly, becoming cyclonic later. 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in southeast. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south. Thundery rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic becoming northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Showers, fog patches in Lundy and southeast Fastnet. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Lundy and southeast Fastnet. Irish Sea. Northerly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Showers in south, good. Shannon. Northeast 4 to 6, showers in south, good, occasionally moderate in south. Rockall, Mallon. North or northwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey. West or northwest 4 to 6, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes. West or northwest 5 to 7, perhaps gale later. Showers, moderate or good. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later, showers, moderate or good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest by west 3, 14 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Stornoway, west southwest 3, 9 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Lerwick, west by south 6, recent rain 8 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, west 4, recent rain 16 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by west 2, recent rain 32 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Lucas, west-northwest 3, 30 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Boomer, northwest by west 4, 19 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Bridlington, north-northwest 2, 1014, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 4, 2 miles, 1015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 2, 2 miles, 1015. Jersey, northwest by west 4, mist, 2 miles, 1,016, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic. West-southwest, 4,500 metres, 1,015. Scilly automatic. Southwest, 2, recent fog, 1 mile, 1,015, now falling. Milford Haven. North by east, 4, 9 miles, 1,015, now falling. Aberporth. Northwest by north, 3, mist, 5 miles, 1,016, now falling. Valley. North-northeast, 2, 11 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby. Northwest, 5, 9 miles, 1,017, now falling. Valentia. Northeast by east, 3, 19 miles, 1,017, now falling. Ronaldsway. North by west, 3, 9 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Malin Head. Northwest, 4, mist, 4 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic. Northwest by west, 3, 7 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation: a ridge of high pressure across the inshore waters will maintain the generally settled conditions, with a few fog patches in the south and light or moderate winds. Fronts will encroach from both the north and south to bring a few showers in places, especially on Saturday, when stronger winds will develop around some coasts. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times later in north. Showers good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Occasional 6 later near Rattray Head. Mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less for a time, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, thundery showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, veering southeasterly, 2 or 3 later in north. Thundery showers at first in north, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable, becoming southwesterly for a time at first, 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 4 or 5 later. Fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable, mainly southwest, 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast, 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, fog patches developing. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northeast, 3 to 5 later. Showers and fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeast 5 or 6 near St. David's Head, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Ormehead, including St. George's Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 and south, showers at first, good. Great Ormehead to the Mull of Galloway. North or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in Solway Firth. Mainly fair, good. Isle of Man. North or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in far south. Showers and north, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or northwest, 3 or 4, showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 and far north. Showers, moderate or good. And Shetland Isles, west or northwest 5 to 7. Showers, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, it's always wonderful to hear what the ships mean to you and where you tune in at 12 minutes to 1 each night. June Porter writes to say, I'm a proud Scot, now living in South Florida, just across the pond. I've recently started listening to the shipping forecasts, following my map as each region is mentioned. It's a calming way to end each day. Thanks, she says, and keep up the great work. I especially appreciate it, she says, the 100-year anniversary article on the BBC website. It's very interesting, especially the glossary of the various weather conditions described in the forecast. She says, God bless and give strength and stamina to the brave seafarers who sail daily around our dear British Isles. Love to hear from you, June. Thanks so much for your message. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, have a safe, quiet, and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's Midnight GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Tokyo and New York. President Trump has confirmed he's replacing his national security advisor Mike Waltz, who mistakenly included a journalist on a group chat talking about airstrikes on Yemen. The director of the World Health Organization says cuts in funding are sowing chaos in public health. President Zelensky hails the minerals deal between Ukraine and the US as a truly equal partnership. And as the trade war between the US and China continues, we're going to hear from a small business owner in Idaho.
You know, we're good guys. We're sustainable. We're B Corp. We're doing good things for the world and we're growing. We're an economic success story and the administration is taking that away from us.
Those stories on the way in Business Matters after the latest news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Trump has confirmed that Mike Waltz is leaving his post as US National Security Advisor. Mr. Waltz has been under pressure since he mistakenly added a journalist to a group chat where sensitive military plans were discussed in breach of security protocols. He's to be nominated as the next ambassador to the United Nations. Anthony Zerker is in Washington.
It's a soft landing for Waltz. I think it's also an indication that Donald Trump, while he is acknowledging that that national security advisor is not going to work out for Waltz, that he doesn't feel betrayed by him. He doesn't feel like he is someone who needs to be punished necessarily, as just moved farther away from Washington. It's not a promotion, certainly, but it is at least not an embarrassing dismissal like some of the firings we saw in that first Trump presidential term.
The director of the World Health Organization has warned that abrupt cuts in funding are sowing chaos in public health. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said crises such as Ebola and the COVID pandemic showed the need for a multilateral approach. He urged wealthy countries not to turn their backs on the world's poorest and most vulnerable. The boss of Apple says he expects President Trump's tariffs will cost his company almost $1 billion in the current quarter, despite many tech goods being exempted from the charges. Tim Cook said Apple was rapidly reconfiguring its supply chain, as Lily Giamalli reports.
Apple CEO Tim Cook told investors Thursday that it was racing to overhaul its supply chain. The country of origin for most iPhones sold in the U.S. will now be India, and Vietnam for iPads, Mac computers, and Apple Watches sold here. The Trump administration had wanted production to come to the United States. While the company is making hundreds of billions of dollars of investments in the U.S., the vast majority of the company's supply chain will remain